everyone. This is the Sound Health Option Show, Happy Hour Show, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Hello, Richard. It's a great day in the neighborhood. It's beautiful here.
Same here. Sunny, not raining. Most of the mud's out of my driveway. It's a great day.
It's been really, really cold here, so we've had a couple of warm days, so we're all very thankful. Thankful, too, to our audience for joining us for Happy Hour. We have a very special show for you today, and well, a whole series of shows. We've been doing a series on Who's Fat in Hollywood, and that's just the title, because really what we're doing is bringing you all the aspects of fat, and people really have a prejudice against people who are fat, that they're lazy and they can't think and they're stupid and they shouldn't have good jobs. We're trying to bring this down to, it's no different than who had a heart attack in Hollywood. We want to bring this to the forefront. And today we're going to bring you information about how fat can be your friend. I had somebody walk in right before the show. I'm going to use an example that she talked to me about fat being a friend. When women are, this is not it, but down the line here, when women are pregnant, they lay down an extra layer of fat on their belly to protect the baby. So we've been doing research about a lot of different types of fat here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, our sponsor for today. And we found out that when the body is poisoned and the body doesn't have enough energy to get rid of the toxin, it puts down a layer of fat, like a little cyst, around what's going on. And MSG and GMOs, a lot of things that interfere with glutamine, glutamic acid, glutamine, glutathione, all those things that get rid of toxins, they're right around the same frequency as MSG and glyphosate. And glutathione, you as an herbalist told us this many times, that the glutathione and things that have glutathione in it tend to detox the body. And Andrew Wakefield agreed with that when vaccines come into the body. The gut becomes permeable. In comes nutrients to plug up the holes that the vaccines made. And that's a lot of allergy kinds of things that the body creates from the holes in the gut lining. So fat's good for that, good for making fat linings, good for making the lining on your nerves, much like insulation on a wire. So we've been doing a lot of research about that, but today is the first time that we've been able to bring it together. When we look at Rosie O'Donnell and why she might be heavy, we've done Oprah, Kim Kardashian, Kelly Clarkson. This is our fourth in the series, Rosie O'Donnell. You know, somebody requested that we do Trump. I don't know if we're allowed to do that, but I'll look into it. We did it once, and it was cholesterol and Karen Humer. What else? But we are going to show you a new part of our portal that shows you how to look at leaky gut. A lot of people have it. Mm-hmm. Remember, a couple weeks ago, we reported on the lady that had demyelinating polyneuropathy, and the real cause of that. Yeah, the real cause of that was leaky gut, and we were helping her look at some of that. So this is from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and here we have found over the years that people with similar traumas, illnesses, syndromes, blah, 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 so forth, have identical vocal anomalies. And this all started with me having a mutated ear and voice. and we all thought it was psyche. And looking at how people hear your voice, we begin to divide it up into personality traits. And we did a computer program called Nano, meaning little voice, and we give that away if anybody wants a copy, nanovoice.org. That's the one you love, isn't it, Richard?
I do. I just think the Nano voice, even when I'm, lately I've been talking about the Sound Health Portal and how in love with it I am, and then I also talk about the Nano voice because it's on the portal, and it's just so handy to pull it up on the computer. And just because I'm all rigged with a microphone, if I want to check out a supplement, I do a 30-second recording, put it aside, and then I go back and I take the supplement, and then I wait about a half hour and do it again and see what shifts in the chart, the vocal print are. It's great.
Well, we wanted to know what the voice told us, and that's what we've been doing all of these years. People used to think I was psychic, and psychic means knowing something you know without knowing how you know it. Well, we know now, so it isn't psychic anymore. And we want to share that information with the public because we think our health system is in chaos. And we realize that whoever controls health controls our quality of life. And that's why we want to put it in the hands of the people. And we're going to show you that tonight on the portal. But it's a workstation for the public. It's getting out of control what's going on with our health system. And MIT has jumped into the fray with bioacoustics and the Mayo Clinic and Beyond Verbal and a lot of other companies. And they are developing it in a way. One of them costs $3,500 to use a sound on your heel spurs. We can do it for about $10. You know, just send us a vocal print, and we can look at that. Didn't we look at a heel spur for you,
yes,
Richard?
Which is getting better. It didn't clear up immediately, but it's slowly improving. You sent me some sounds, and I rung them, and it gets better. It's getting better and better.
Yours was twofold. It was a muscle and the inability to use biochemistry. So mm-hmm. we can, of calcium. So we can look at that in two different directions. So tonight we're going to be concentrating on Rosie O'Donnell. And she is one of the most complicated cases we have ever had. And in looking at her voice, I'm surprised she doesn't weigh 400 pounds because she has things in her voice that many people have, but I've never had anybody who has all of it together, and she does. She must be doing some super things with exercise. She's doing something to be as slim as she is. I mean, she's not slim, but she's not big and obese like your metabolism can make you. So it's just really a problem. That hissing you're hearing is somebody in the background opening their mic, so I'll have to watch that. Okay, by looking at someone's voice, we know that we have the ability now to use the frequencies of the voice to self-diagnose. And using our computer program, Tommy, it's your mic coming on and off. So we ask the portal to analyze your voice, and it gives us information that we can give to your body and have your body heal itself. Now, everything we're going to do tonight, we can give you a textbook. This is on our site, soundhealthoptions.com, under class preparation. I think it's slide number 11 that gives you the download for this. You can go to our shopping cart and pay $60 for it if you want, but you can download it for free from the class a tab. We also have an entire set of videos, and I will put that in the chat for you, that everything we show is a demonstration just through those tutorials. We also have other videos because we're trying to find out what causes weight issues. And there's a new one tonight, and we've created a new computer program, Leaky Gut. We've shown you some of these pieces before: allergies, inflammation, overeating. Now, leaky gut could technically come under inflammation. Eating the wrong food combinations, lack of digestive enzyme, a lot of liver stuff we're going to talk about tonight, unbalanced neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, GABA, metabolic disorders like the body turning on itself, or thyroid issues, the body not using its hormones or receptors the way it should. And we're going to add one more tonight. Oh, I forgot about sedentary lifestyle. I don't give that much credence until you're way down the road. But we're going to add leaky gut to what is going on, because we've traced that down to something that's happening in Rosie O'Donnell's focal print. Contrary to what everyone says or tries to say, there's not one way to lose weight: quit eating and exercise more. I think that's poppycock. There's a lot to deal with metabolism, and especially in families where there's feast or famine, when, I don't know how to say this politely, when there's a lot of interbreeding with cousins, and like used to be in the hills, that can cause a problem for weight. There's a lot of untruths out there, like your brain has nothing to do with diet. Neurotransmitters have a lot to do with diet, and our program BioDiet talks about this. Willpower, I think if you're eating the right stuff and getting the right nutrients, your willpower will be there. All calories are created equal, and people say that. Well, 100 calories in vegetables versus 100 calories in an Easter marshmallow rabbit, I think is very different in how your body deals with it. People are fat because they eat too much. I don't believe that. I believe that the body doesn't metabolize it correctly. People who are fat are slow-minded. I hate that one. People are fat because they're lazy, and they're fat because it's in their genes. Well, sometimes it is in your genes. Like in Rosie, she has a master fat switch gene that's been turned on. And a lot of times that gets turned on when the liver goes haywire. There's too much alcohol in the body, and sugars can turn to alcohol. It's in families where there was a feast or famine, not enough to eat. It turns on a hibernation gene that causes the body to accumulate fat. Insulin resistance has become a big one, and insulin resistance for a lot of people come from underneath the upper arm. That begins to show fat accumulation and shows insulin resistance. But there is just so many things that can cause the body, and it's metabolism in your brain. Depends on neurotransmitters, enzymes in the liver, glucose and how the liver handles it, insulin resistance and cholecystokinin, gallbladder, pancreas issues, detox of the kidneys, Krebs cycle and methylation cycle. Now, Rosie O'Donnell has the Krebs cycle in stress. This means that the body is not producing at a cellular level all of the energy it needs, and it just opens the body, and it usually runs in families, opens the body for cancers. Lipometabolism, that's a big one coming up, where the fat can get into the cell but not back out. And that is one that deals with a body, the fat being your friend, because a lot of times that fat will lay down on an organism to protect it. The kidneys weak, it may create a layer of fat. the gut is stressed, you might create a larger gut as the gut fills up and with trash and is not doing well. So there's a lot of outward signs as to what is going on. And if anybody wants a copy of this thing that we're showing here, some of you on the radio can, but most of you are here with us watching this. So it talks about arm fat, high insulin resistance, love handle, blood sugar imbalance, hips, butt, thighs, high estrogen, low hormones. So a lot of information going on. We are going to be talking about body types, and we tried in the beginning to break people down because of that. Do you have a heavy bottom? Do you have a heavy boobs and top? Are your thighs heavy? What really is going on? Are you big all over? That's where Rosie is. And it's just, it was traumatic. It took me a long time to trace down what was going on with her. But we're going to show you exactly how to do that in just a few minutes. We may not be able to tell you how it all relates, but eventually, if you keep looking at what the portal is telling you, the workstation that you can sign up for, you can look at it. We're going to look at the fat switch. That's the hibernation gene. And a lot of people who have this turned on fat switch can't process proteins well, and they get gout, cranky joints, sometimes big toe. Mapping methylation, that's how your body deals with incoming resources, and that's where you get the issues with methionine, glutathione, sulfur. Inflammation, that's a biggie. That's in leaky gut, gets in your joints. The gut has a hole punched in it somehow. And the food stuff, the used food, leaks out into the stomach cavity, causes it to be larger, and causes the body to create antigens. So that your body is kind of turning on itself. Fatty liver, that's a big one. If you get a fatty liver, you get insulin resistance, you aren't making your hormones, you aren't making digestive enzymes. It goes on. And these are what we call bundles. And we have all of these now put into a bundle so that you can look at these all at once. You don't have to go through all the different softwares by themselves. BioDiet, that's the neurotransmitters, insulin resistance and receptors. Ultimate Diet, which is hormones. We'll be showing a lot about that today. That fat switch, liver factors, and the leaky gut that we have just added. Leaky gut, for some of you who don't know, it is an autoimmune stress on the body. Your used food leaks into your bowel cavity, and it can be from loose junctions, and we're going to show you what causes that, or it can be from an actual hole, so that the bloodstream has to work extra hard to be able to deal with all of this. With leaky gut, there's a couple of things that we put on our website that you could look at. One from Dr. Grundy. I really like his book, Plant Paradox. Didn't you have him on the show, Richard?
Yeah, I did an interview with him. I can remember, I think you were already off working on the portal. I did an interview with him about his Plant Paradox book, and then we did a follow-up interview talking about his recipe book. And I liked all of it. I like his information.
But he goes back and says that weight really is caused by lectins, and he has an anti-lectin digestive supplement, and he has this Total Restore, which you have to buy three at a time, and it's $150 or something. And this is the pieces that it has in it. These are just herbs and amino acids. We are about 90% decoded all of these, and we're going to put them out as a sound box so people can use these as sound to support what's going on in the body. Your brain is a central processing unit, and it runs on frequencies, on sound. And so in looking at the sounds of things, we are able to reproduce what is going on. Now, we can't just feed you sound forever. You'd have to eat something solid. But we've been able to give people pain pills to get their muscles up and running. We just had a lady in today that had exercised too hard and she couldn't hardly walk. Took us about 10 minutes to give her the sounds that she needed. In this case, it was oxygen and pyruvate, and her pain disappeared. There's another product out, Leaky Gut Repair from Liver Medic. And they compare themselves to Total Restore, where leaky gut is just managing the problems that are already there. And we have decoded all of these already, that the ingredients, glutamine, slippery elm, marshmallow, NAC, licorice, MSM, quercetin, and bromelain.
Can I jump in for just a sec, Sherry?
Sure, herb person.
You can hear me. I just want to say that to me, as I look at these two different formulations, the one on the left, the Total Restore, has antiparasitics in it, like the wormwood powder and the cinnamon powder has a different function. But the wormwood is specifically an antiparasitic, so if you have parasites or you're concerned about that, I think that would really be good. The grapefruit seed extract, also an antiparasitic, is along with other pathogens. They're pretty similar. The berberine is really good for the liver, the one on the left. But unless you're concerned about parasites, I think the leaky gut is doing a lot of the work. But anyway, I just wanted to put in that if you're concerned about parasites, the one on the left is really hitting that as well.
And there's a bacteria in the gut, plantarum, that helps reestablish the gut lining. I didn't see that here, but I did see the maitake mushroom, which helps support the immune system. The black pepper for joints, you know, a lot of information here to support the gut and heal the gut at the same time. But some people cannot afford $50 a bottle, and it lasts about a month. That's quite expensive. I don't know if they have affiliate programs or not. But Lee got essentially the junctions between the little segments of the gut begin to break down, and it allows the used food to leak out. That's what this is. And then you also get just holes punched in the gut from lectins, according to Dr. Gundry, and he has a very nice video documentary about leaky gut. We have decoded peanut lectins, kidney beans, garbanzo beans, so we have some of the lectins decoded. But they are so different according to your soil and the species of bean. So we've approached this a little differently in some of the things we've put in here. And we're going to show you what we did with Rosie. As soon as, and you might as well get out your little snippet tool, or I can send these to you. We have five different issues that Rosie is especially problematic. These are hormones from the liver because she has a fatty liver.
Mm.
Somebody is saying to me, Steve, that there's no sound. He has no sound on Blog Talk. That's really weird that there's no sound. Let me check that.
I'm hearing you from WebEx. Let me check.
I just discovered my mic was turned off, but the recording will still be here, so we'll make that available to people. That's my fault for that. Sorry, folks. The very first one that Rosie has is too little adiponectin, and that's a hormone that tells your body to burn your fat for fuel. That also goes along with the Krebs cycle, that's burning the fat for fuel. If you don't have this, you'll start craving sugars and to burn sugar as fuel. So you want to stimulate the adiponectin. And it's the note of B. Its receptors are the notes of G. And G is related to the color of turquoise. And a lot of people who love turquoise have problems with adiponectin. There are so many ways for the body to tell you what's really going on. It's just incredible. So also, too much ghrelin. That's in your stomach and it tells you when you're hungry. It's really hard to regulate when they cut out your stomach and stomach stapling or rubber banding and whatever. They really interfere with the ghrelin. And you want to decrease ghrelin, which is an A-sharp note. And if ghrelin is low, it produces orexin, which is a note of A, and it stimulates appetite, and around you go. Not enough leptin. Leptin is another one of those fat-burning hormones. And yes, I can send you this list. I have an article with all this in it. If you want it, put your address in the chat, or for those of you who can't reach the chat, just write to Sherry, Sharry Edwards, at gmail.com. When you restrict your food, leptin is also reduced. So it's a losing battle, unless you're constantly trying to balance what's going on. There are some herbs that help with leptin. Linoleic acid, seaweed, green tea. Do you know of any, Richard?
I don't. Besides green tea, or I'm a fan of both of those. Seaweed is good because it also has great minerals in it, and I'm a fan of green tea as well because of the theanine and the other benefits it has.
Okay, when you look at some of the ghrelin and leptins, they are the notes of C sharp and E and D sharp. All of those are red, orange, gold, and yellow. Does that remind you of anything?
Orange, yellow. I want to say Halloween and pumpkins. I'm sorry.
How about Hardee's?
Oh.
McDonald's?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh boy, yeah.
Most of these fast food restaurants have done research on this, and that's why we have this gold and orange here. Those are colors that are frequencies that stimulate the appetite. Aren't we smart?
Amazing.
Number four, insulin resistance. And that just means the receptor for insulin has shut down. There's probably another issue that's the same frequency as insulin, and it's been overstimulated and just shut down, just like the glutamic acid, MSG, and all that stuff. I know this is a lot of information. And yes, I'll just post the article so you can all download it. They say that there is a constituent in coffee beans, good coffee beans, that will help regulate this. And as you learned last week, this chemical, AMPK, which you can buy from Life Extension, will also help the burning of this fat. Cortisol, that's the one where your days and nights are mixed up. Your waistline gets really big. You get jittery. Your body does not deal well with stress. So that's a big one. If you pay attention to your body, it will tell you what it wants. And it might take a week or so, but if I crave meat, I know I need iron. Tomato juice, I'm craving vitamin D, Brazil nut, selenium, and sugar, my metabolism, that's misspelled, is not burning what I'm eating. It's not burning the carbohydrates. It's craving the sugar. So I need to go back and just pay attention to the kind of carbohydrates I'm eating. It's not what you eat, but how you metabolize what you eat. And there's a lot of things going on all at once. And we're going to ask one of our guests as our guinea pig to come up here and help us look at the way the body deals. I'm changing some things around here. How the body deals with incoming food. So this is a Sound Health portal, and you can look at services. They offer right now golf evaluations, bio diet, neuroplasticity, stem cells as a free vocal print, and they also have support, all kinds of tutorials. So I'm going to go to Rosie O'Donnell's part of the portal. This is supposed to be her wave, and it doesn't look like it's coming in at all. Well, while that's doing its thing and being recalcitrant, I will go over to, oh, that's why I was out too long and it knocked me out. Everybody has their own subscription. It keeps track of all of your clients and cross-references them, sends us the data. So this is Rosie's evaluation. I used a particular video for hers. This is what her report looked like. And there's the link so you can go do this yourself and test it out. And here are some of the things that we found in her chart. And I will post that for you. You can come back and look at it. But if we hit Rosie's chart, then we want to open it. And we want to open to biomarkers. We have looked at her chart, her vocal range, her wave file. Let me see if it came in. I hit too many things at once. Rosie, evaluations. What we did was, I just took something off the internet. She was talking about being upset about something or the other. So this is 0 cycles per second. And like I said, your brain is a central processing unit. Your voice is the frequencies of that processing unit. We start with 0 here, and we move to over 1,000. Now you can actually hear people talking in this range. And Richard's going to look at this and see the hump in the middle and say,
methylation.
Absolutely. And how long has hers been? How long has hers been going on?
Forever. Wow.
Yes. Long term here.
Yikes.
Got a big open spot. She's got some stress way in the beginning, which tells us this is also genetic. Things that are too high, the body's not utilizing. Things that are too low, the body doesn't have enough of. So we're going to go look at her metabolism, her biochemicals. Well, I had it here a second ago. We created something called bioacoustic, and I'm just running around the circles. Why can't I find this? Because I had to hit that, all right? We can go look at all of her systems simultaneously. We have nearly 300 templates now. These are the first eight of the overview that you look at. Aging, allergies, inflammation, nutrition, toxicity, neurological, metabolic. Look how crowded that is in our case. Or you can just go look at a summary. And her summary says 50% on tremors. Good grief. Now, I've not noticed a tremor, but I do know that people who can't process choline end up with tremors. So here's the tremors, 12 out of 24. So there are 24 issues in that database, 12 of which are associated with her. And we're going to look at what they are. The outside ring is something that's too high, not usable, or overdosed. The inside is things that she doesn't have enough of. I'm wondering, can you see that, or do I need to see if I can make it a little bigger?
I can see it, but I'm on full screen view, so I don't know how about everybody else.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
Okay, so let's look at the tremors here. And if I say, show me that 12 out of 24, it's supposed to open up and show them to me. Well, I can also do it this way. Oh, I know why. I'm on connective tissue, not where I ought to be. Well, it shows it here anyway. I'll look at it that way. But it's not breaking down, just showing me the tremors. Oh, there it is. So acetylcholine chloride, an F-sharp. Choline transferase, and that's a gene. Cholinergic receptor, and that's a gene. Acetylcholine, just by itself. Acetylcholesterase, choline transferase, another gene. So she has a genetic issue with choline. Now this comes in families where there's alcoholics or high cholesterol. Here's a cholinergic receptor, another cholinergic receptor. These are things that you would want to talk to your medical provider about. This is her chart. Issues involving leaky gut and genetics may be causing vitamins, liver, thyroid, cholesterol, and hormonal stress. Usually you have one or two of those, not all of them. In her case, we're looking at choline. Is 50%. 20% is significant. And so I went looking and found out what choline does in terms of weight. Choline helps reduce belly fat and reduce bloat that contributes to cellulite and water weight gain. Cellulite usually is protecting you from some kind of toxin. some kind of pollutant, fertilizer, a food additive. So if you have cellulite, you need it first before you ever work on the fat. Choline, inositol, methionine, lipotropic agents that help transport fat. So she has a hard road to hoe before she ever does anything. We can go look at, I think she had a leaky gut on here too. Hearing Gardasil. I don't think when I did this, leaky gut was in there. We just got it today and it's in another section. So this is all the major body cycles. There's a Krebs cycle, different thing. Lyme's, inflammation, 16%. Sarcopenia, 19%. I think she's in her late 50s. Sarcopenia is muscle wasting. So we would certainly want to look at that, but let's concentrate on the weight. Let's go back to look at evaluations. I am lost again. If you go past this particular thing, it's hard to get back to it. And I wanted to show you the big stuff first. Erin, we're going to be ready for you in just a few minutes. Anybody on chat can tell me how to get back to where I'm trying to go. This is just ridiculous. Still not there. Stephen, can you tell me what I'm doing wrong here? Lots of good chats in here. I'm going to have to go out and come back in. Still not letting me go where I want to go. I feel like an absolute fool. Well, there's two different kinds of biomarkers here. This is the one, the system biomarkers, but there's a bunch of biomarkers that we created for everything that we wanted to do. And that is crazy. While I'm looking for that, I have her leaky gut report that we ran. I'll see if I can put that up, because she has a very unique issue dealing with leaky gut. She has this mucin, which is mucus that is in the inside of the gut that protects the lining. And when something is highest high like this, it usually means it's there, but it's not being used. She has the genome low and the genome high, but different kinds. So I look at that. She only has like 9 issues. Just one page. The first page is instructions, and you can hit a button and give these to your clients. So I ran close current tab. I didn't want that. The other one we ran that was more important than any of them was the cholesterol issues. I think she had like 8 pages. 5 is a lot. So you see she has an issue, a biochemical, involved in the cholesterol biochemical pathway. These are things that there are pathways in chemistry, but there are math ways in sonistry dealing with sound. And that's what she has in stress, the math ways. These GLUT2s are insulin resistant. She has a lot of niacin, very unstable here, high, low, high, low. Niacin helps break down the body's fat at the blood level. A lot of statins have a niacin base to them. But you can see each of these, and they are in order of how they should be used. So you could go in and make a leaky gut report for your client and help them be able to identify why their body is not losing weight. I'm going to go back to, there's the biomarkers. You have to go under voice. Okay, there's about 50 or so of these. And I'm going to go to the weight management one. Learning liver, muscles, nerves, nutrition, weight management. And it tells us 11% of lipodemia. Fat goes in, doesn't come back out. Like Kim Kardashian. And you get heavy in your butt and thighs. Ultimate diet, that's a neurotransmitters. She had 72 issues with hormones out of 713. There's the leaky gut. It has the highest percentage. And we can say, show us what's going on with that leaky gut? What's too high? Arginine too high. That helps make the mucin. Too low. Vitamin A. She had this several times. Vitamin A is an integral part of the gut lining. So you can run just weight management. It creates a bundle and it will tell you what is going on. I'm not keeping up a chat very well here. What is the name of the bundle for weight topic? BAB Bioacoustic Bundles Weight Management. That help, Marcy? There are probably 50 here. You can even run one that's just anomalies of all of the different vocal databases. What is the most stressed? When you look at them, anomalies. Her genes, 353 hits. Epigenetic activators for the genes, 307. And protein, 297. So we want to look at her genes, the proteins that activated them, and what she is doing to maybe cause them to be activated. Those are the three biggest issues here. This tells you what's going on recently in your blood and also long term. I recently looked at one evaluation for something like choline, I can't remember. It was $333. These evaluations are an online open to the public portal, and you can use these all at once. You can use them as a bundle, whatever you want to plan to do with it. And the The workstation is free for the first 30 days while you practice and get started with it. So we're going to ask Aaron to come up and give us a vocal print, and we're going to do this from beginning to end and show you how easy it is to do. She doesn't have any weight issues, so I don't know what we're going to see on her. She's going to talk 30 seconds into our magic little program, Audacity, that you can download. Remember that textbook I showed you in the beginning? It gives you every step of how to do this. Now, I have my microphone hooked to a piece of wood that she's going to take. She's on a string here. And this is the time. So we'll just do it any way you want to. You can talk about whatever. I'm going to push this red button. You're going to talk for 30 seconds, even if it's what you did today or what you do. Or you ready? You ready? Go.
Hello, everyone. I'm a photographer. I'm interested in healing and well-being, and I'm thrilled to be here with Sherry, who is incredibly interesting, and I'm intrigued by all of this, and hopefully one day I will understand more about it. And I love studying energy and learning about how everything has a frequency. I moved to Athens in August.
I pushed pause because you were pausing. Okay, go ahead.
You want to ask me a question?
Oh, you moved to Athens in August.
I moved to Athens in August from Kent, Ohio. We love living in Athens because the people here are amazing.
Okay, I let it go a little bit because we had some dead spots in here. So I'm just going to roll over them and hit the scissors, or I could just hit delete on the keyboard, and that would do the same thing. But we'll take out nothingness. Now, she's holding the microphone. Now, you see what I just erased everything?
You can do it again.
Control Z.
Oh, you got it.
We'll put it back. Now, she's holding this because we're not in the studio. We're just in my office in the classroom. There's a studio upstairs. I just didn't want to go up there. But right here in the beginning, she's holding the mic. That's artifact. So we want to take that out. And make sure we have between 25 and 35 seconds. We do. We might want to take that because it's some kind of extraneous noise. I'll play it.
Please.
It really is voice.
Hello.
So I'm going to leave it. Don't save it. You export it as an audio.
So, Sherry, you don't remove the dead space between the waveforms?
No, and I'll show you why in just a second.
Oh, I've been doing that all along.
It is uncompressed. Try importing using raw data. Oh, it's because I had that rolled over. So we're going to say export. I have it set up to do it as a wave 16-bit 32 hertz mono. So Aaron, and I'm going to set it up in my waves file. And then just minimize it. I'm going to have a new client here. And we can just say demo. We don't know what we're going to find. Birthday?
1370.
Region, Ohio? Female, and this is just a demo. That is the longest part. save and continue. Now, when we look at a new voice file, see this little pure tone right here? With that checked, that'll take out all the extraneous stuff that is not a voice file. So that's why you don't have to take out all that little nitty-gritty stuff. BAB, Bioacoustic Bundles. So there's Aaron. Click, click. And we can now look at her biomarkers. There's 8 of them. We went over them, but I'm just going to go to the summary, and we'll see if this tells me anything. I just met Aaron this evening, so I don't know much about her. Look at this. Medications, really big. That's a great big database. But when you see medications like this that's so far out of balance, it usually is B vitamins, because a lot of the medications and their activators are B vitamin based. She takes B vitamins. Okay, we want to look at anything above 10%. Dyslexia, which really can mean left and right hemispheres, not necessarily you read backwards or something. Leaky gut, 11 joints. Come on, 11%. Any issues with joints?
Not when I'm eating healthy.
Not when you're eating healthy, okay. Gardasil, that can be a toxin from vaccines. Or an outside toxin into the body. Milk and wheat allergies, 13%. And look, they're tremors, 33%. You're like the fourth or fifth person in this week that has come up with choline as an issue.
I do have alcoholism in the family.
Ah, she's confirming alcoholism in the family.
Grandpa.
So let's see what her tremors are. Oh, I can't believe that, Richard. Richard's telling me we're almost out of time. Okay, I'll hurry. Lowest is cholinergic receptor. Now, you can't go by a receptor. We have to do it bioacoustically. So the one that was most problematic, save and continue. Why is this not saving and continuing? There it goes. So we can go to evaluations, and we can put in a new evaluation of what we just did. And we had tremor, we had leaky gut, and dyslexia. We can go back and combine these any way we want and look for stem cells or so. Those are the three we're going to work on, and we're going to pull points. We can do it several different ways, just by one database or 20. Takes a long time if you choose that many. So we're going to go pull the points on her wave file. When you have Frizz, what do you think, Richard?
She said, well, I'm curious about what she has going on right now. Practically.
You've got some toxins, yeah. This mold is good from here on, from about 500 on. So it means whatever it is, your long-term health will be able to overcome it really easily. This turquoise one is the most important one because it says it's related to a lot of other things. So let's save and continue. And there's the mucin. Just like Rosie, ATP synthesis, acetylcholine, Now, we can organize these by gut, by tremors, but we're organizing them here by relevance. The computer goes through and tells you what's the most important. And it says, mucin 4, major constituent of viscous secretions of the trachea, colon, and cervix. So we would want to see, since that's low, if we could reestablish or kick in that genome, because it's very needed for the fluids of the body. The other thing that's important, click and we get a report that we can print off and just hand to her, and it's by significance, so she knows just exactly what to work on first. Looks like choline and choline genomes. And then that'll kick in a lot of other things. As we look at this, and we want to look at acetylcholine, we can go, I should not have picked one that wasn't there. Here's another one. There's also a lot of databases in here, so you don't have to look up anything. Why is that not allowing me to look at anything? How about alanine? So it'll tell you what it is and what it does and what's going on. And we have run out of time. For anybody who wants to have their own evaluation done, you need to go into the portal and sign up. 30 days are free. And there's nutrition and health there for you for free to play with. Now, if you want leaky gut or some of the others, some of them are free. Like golf is free this week. Bio diet is free this week. PTSD, all these campaigns are free. If you want them to put leaky gut into your stash or cache of databases, you'll have to talk to them about how to have that happen. Or if you want all 250 databases or 600 or how many there are. So it's soundhealthportal.com, and you go in and sign up about us. This is our public workstation, because we want this information in the hands of the people. Health for the people, by the people. We do not want the government to dictate anything about our health. It's our way of paving a path for freedom for all of you. Thank you for being here. Richard, do you have any last? Oh, I forgot to say, we put a lot of herbs in from that Restore and those two bottles we were looking at. We put those in our leaky gut, too. So maybe we can do databases with those, and you won't have to buy this stuff. Somebody's probably going to come after me for jumping into their pill revenue.
I can imagine that. I just want to take Erin, take a deep breath. Don't freak out that she just produced all this information. It's all going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little bit of that, like, what is all that? I've been there, so I know. But thank you for volunteering.
If anybody is using this and in their practice, we always give our clients a half hour online. What did I send you and what does it mean? So a lot of people are building businesses around this. We want to get ahead of anybody trying to capitalize on this for their own pocket. Thank you, Richard. I know you have to go.
Thank you, everybody. That was great. I'm going to shut down the Blog Talk Radio side, but you can keep on talking over there, and I have to jump into another event. But thank you, Erin, for volunteering, and everybody have a great rest of the week. And I think on Sunday, I'm doing a show with Scott Stevens about the opioid crisis in America. I could be. I think that's what that's right. Go ahead.
We have the frequencies for the antidote for those opioids. I'll send it to you.
Great. Thank you.
They only use it in 3 or 4 cases, but it brought the people right out of it.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sometimes I don't know all of it.
Jumping.